Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavana Pauganda, Chapter 20, Scene 3, The Autumn Season. Soon, all the water reservoirs became very clean and pleasing, and refreshing air was blowing everywhere because of the appearance of autumn. The sky was completely cleared of all clouds, and it recovered its natural blue color. The blooming lotus flower in the clear water in the forest appeared like a person who has fallen down from yoga practice, but who has again become beautiful by resuming spiritual life. With the appearance of the autumn season, everything becomes naturally beautiful. Similarly, when a materialistic person takes to Krishna consciousness and spiritual life, he or she also becomes as clear as the sky and water in autumn. The autumn season takes away the rolling of dark clouds in the sky, as well as the polluted water. Filthy conditions on the ground also become cleansed. Similarly, a person who takes to Krishna consciousness immediately becomes cleansed of all dirty things within and without. Krishna is therefore known as Hari. Hari means one who takes away. Krishna immediately takes away all unclean habits from anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness. The clouds of autumn are white, for they do not carry any water. Similarly, a retired man, being freed from all responsibility of family affairs, namely maintaining the home, wife, and children, and then taking completely to Krishna consciousness, thus becomes free from all anxieties and looks as white as clouds in autumn. Sometimes in autumn, the falls come down from the top of the hill to supply clean water, and sometimes they stop. Similarly, sometimes great saintly persons distribute clear knowledge, and sometimes they are silent. The small ponds, which were filled with water because of the rainy season, gradually dry up in autumn. As for the tiny aquatics living in the reservoirs, they cannot understand that their numbers are diminishing day by day, just as the materially engrossed persons cannot understand that their duration of life is being reduced day by day. Such persons are engaged in maintaining cows, property, children, wife, society, and friendship. Due to the reduced water and scorching heat from the sun in the autumn season, the small creatures living in small reservoirs of water are much disturbed. They are exactly like uncontrolled persons who are always unhappy from being unable to enjoy life or maintain their family members. The muddy earth gradually dries up, and newly grown fresh vegetables begin to wither. Similarly, for one who has taken to Krishna consciousness, desire for family enjoyment gradually dries up. Because of the appearance of the autumn season, the water of the ocean becomes calm and quiet, just as a person developed in self-realization is no longer disturbed by the three modes of material nature. In autumn, farmers save the water within the fields by building strong walls so that the water contained within the field cannot run out. There is hardly any hope for new rainfalls. Therefore, they want to save whatever is in the field. Similarly, a person who is actually advanced in self-realization protects his or her energy by controlling the senses. It is advised that after the age of 50, one should retire from family life and should conserve the energy of the body for utilization in the advancement of Krishna consciousness. Unless one is able to control the senses and engage them in the transcendental loving service of Mukunda, then there is no possibility of salvation. During the daytime in autumn, the sun is very scorching, but at night, due to the clear moonshine, people get relief from the day's fatigue. If a person takes shelter of Mukunda or Krishna, he or she can be saved from the fatigue of misidentifying the body with the self. Mukunda or Krishna is also the source of solace to the damsels of Vrindavan. The damsels of Brajabhumi are always suffering because of separation from Krishna. When they meet Krishna during the moonlit autumn night, their fatigue of separation is also satiated. When the sky is clear of all clouds, the stars at night shine very beautifully. Similarly, when a person is actually situated in Krishna consciousness, he or she is cleared of all dirty things and becomes as beautiful as the stars in the autumn sky. Although the Vedas prescribe karma in the form of offering sacrifices, their ultimate purpose is stated in Bhagavad Gita. One has to accept Krishna consciousness after thoroughly understanding the purpose of the Vedas. Therefore, the clean heart exhibited by a devotee in Krishna consciousness can be compared to the clean sky of the autumn season. During autumn, the moon looks very bright along with the stars in the clear sky. Lord Krishna himself appeared in the sky of the Yadu dynasty and was exactly like the moon, surrounded by the stars, or the members of the Yadu dynasty. When there are ample blooming flowers in the gardens in the forest, the fresh aromatic breeze gives a great relief to the person who has suffered during the summer and rainy seasons. Unfortunately, such breezes could not give any relief to the gopis because of their heart's dedication to Krishna. People in general might have taken pleasure in that nice autumn breeze, but the gopis, not being embraced by Krishna, were not very satisfied. On arrival of the autumn season, all the cows, deer, birds, and females in general become pregnant, because in that season, generally, all the husbands become impelled with sex desire. This is exactly like the transcendentalists, who by the grace of the Supreme Lord are bestowed with the benediction of their destinations in life. Srila Rupa Goswami has instructed in his Upadeshamrita that one should follow devotional service with great enthusiasm, patience, and conviction, and one should follow the rules and regulations, keeping oneself clean from material contamination and always staying in the association of devotees. By following these principles, one is sure to achieve the desired result of devotional service. For one who patiently follows the regulative principles of devotional service, that time will come when he or she will achieve the result, just as the wives who reap results by becoming pregnant. During autumn, the lotus flowers in the lakes grow in large numbers because of the absence of lilies. Both the lilies and the lotus flowers grow by sunshine. But during the autumn season, the scorching sunshine helps only the lotus. This example is given in the case of a country where the king or the government is strong. The rise of unwanted elements like thieves and robbers cannot prosper. When the citizens become confident that they will not be attacked by robbers, they develop very satisfactorily. A strong government is compared to the scorching sunshine in the autumn season. The lilies are compared to unwanted persons like robbers, and the lotus flowers are compared to the satisfied citizens of the government. During autumn, the fields become filled with ripened grains. At that time, the people become happy over the harvest and observe various ceremonies such as Navana, the offering of new grains to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The new grains are first offered to the deities in various temples, and everyone is invited to take sweet rice made of these new grains. And there are other religious ceremonies and methods of worship, particularly in Bengal, where the greatest of all such ceremonies is held, known as Durga Puja. At that time in Vrindavan, the autumn season was very beautiful because of the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna and Balaram. The mercantile community, the royal order, and the great sages were free to move in order to achieve their desired benedictions. Similarly, transcendentalists, when freed from the encagement of the material body, also achieved their desired goal. During the rainy season, the mercantile community cannot move from one place to another, and so they do not get their desired profit. Nor can the royal order go from one place to another to collect taxes from the people. And as for saintly persons who must travel to preach transcendental knowledge, they also are restrained by the rainy season. But during the autumn, all of them leave their confines. In the case of the transcendentalist, whether one be a jnani, a yogi, or a devotee, because of the material body, one cannot actually enjoy spiritual achievement. But as soon as one gives up the body, or after death, the jnani merges into the spiritual effulgence of the Supreme Lord. The yogi transfers to the various higher planets, and the devotee goes to the planet of the Supreme Lord, Goloka Vrindavan, or else the devotee goes to the Vaikunthas and thus enjoys his or her eternal spiritual life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.